Hello everybody. You are listening Learn Punjabi Like a Native podcast. I'm Amrinder Singh. Today we are going to learn present continuous tense in Punjabi. So in this lesson, I'm going to teach you how to make sentences in a present continuous tense in Punjabi. I'll also tell you difference between formal like a textbook type and informal like the people talk. So if you have any question and you want to share with me, you can email me. I'll put my email in the description. So let's get started. So you need to know when in a present continue at the end is going to be a reha hai, right? In textbook type, reha hai. If it is female, rahi hai. If it is a plural, rahe han. And if it is like a, if they are female and they are plural, then it's going to be rahiya han. And if they are plural, you don't know if they are mixed with men and women, then it's going to be rahe han. I'll give you some examples. But we don't speak like that. When we speak, we make this sentence differently. We put at the end janna. If it is female, janniya, right? Something like that. So I'm going to give you some examples. The first example, like for example, you need to say I'm watching TV, right? I'm watching TV. If you are man, right? If you are a man, then you would say in a formal, main TV dekh reha haan. Main TV dekh reha haan. If you are female, then you would say main TV dekh rahi haan. Main TV dekh rahi haan. So here is the difference. If you are man, then reha haan. If you are female, then rahi haan. Now, it is a textbook type. That's how you read in books. But the way we talk, it is different. So we say, if it is a man, he would say, main TV dekhi janna. Main TV dekhi janna. If she is a female, then she would say, main TV dekhi janniya. Main TV dekhi janniya. All right. So it is also, you might say some difference at the end. Probably, he would say, main TV dekhi jannaga, main TV dekhi jannava, right? Main TV dekhi janniya, main TV dekhi janniva, something like that. Don't confuse. If somebody putting a, ga, va at the end, it is just different accent. The people who live in mid Punjab, like a Jalandhar area, they say va, right? Main TV dekhi jannava. Those people who live in Malwa region in the South Punjab, and it's the biggest region, I think maybe I'm pronouncing wrong, I don't know, like area, right? The most, like a most, like a biggest area of Punjab, the Malwa area. So those people who are the Malwa, they will say just like main TV dekhi janna or janna ga. So it is, if at the end, ga, va, don't confuse. It is the same fucking thing. Now, second sentence. If you need to say, he is watching TV, right? He is watching TV. Then you would say, in textbook type, formal type, O TV dekh reha hai. O TV dekh reha hai. If she is female, she is watching TV, then you would say, O TV dekh rahi hai. Rahi hai. Alright. But in speaking, it's going to be O TV dekhi janda or O TV dekhi janda ga, whatever. If she is female, you would say O TV dekhi jandiya. O TV dekhi jandiya. So difference again, if it is a man, he is man, janda. ਜਾਂਦਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਔਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਗਾ, ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਫਿਰ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਆ, ਰਾਈਟ? ਸੋ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਇਨਫੋਰਮਲ, ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਦੇ ਪੀਪਲ ਟਾਕ, ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਸੀ ਦ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਟਾਕਨ, ਇਫ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਆਈ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਰਾਈਟ, ਦੈਨ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਸੇ ਮੈਂ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਇਸ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਐਟ ਦ ਐਂਡ, ਬਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਸੰਬਾਰੀ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਮੈਨ, ਦੈਨ ਇਟਸ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਐਟ ਦ ਐਂਡ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਗਾ. ਸੀ ਦ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਇਫ ਸੰਬਾਰੀ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਸੰਬਾਰੀ ਦੈਨ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਯੂਅਰ ਸੈਲਫ, ਆਈ ਮੀਨ ਆਈ, ਲਾਈਕ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਵਾਚਿੰਗ ਟੀ ਵੀ, ਮੈਂ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ. ਸੋ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਦ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਐਂਡ ਜਾਂਦਾ. So the third sentence, you are watching TV. If you need to say you are watching TV, or if you need to say you've been watching TV for an hour, so you would see in the textbook it's going to be ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਘੰਟੇ ਤੋਂ ਟੀਵੀ ਦੇਖ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਘੰਟੇ ਤੋਂ ਟੀਵੀ ਦੇਖ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ. ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਐਨੀ ਨੇਰ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਪੀਪਲ or in movies, right, or in general or streets, they would say tum ek ghante to tv dekhi janna, tum ek ghante to tv dekhi janna, tum ek ghante to tv dekhi janna. If she is female, right, if you are talking about somebody, you and she is female, you will say tum ek ghante to tv dekhi janni ha. Again, difference, man janna, female janniya. So you can see another difference in textbook type. The verb in textbook type Punjabi is dekh rahi ho or dekh rahi ya, whatever, right? Dekh. But when we speak informal, we change verb literal. It's dekhi, dekhi. In textbook type, it's dekh. When we speak, it's dekhi. Now, first example, if you are talking about some group of people, right, you will say they are watching TV. In Punjabi, in textbook, it's going to be oh TV dekh rahe han, oh TV dekh rahe han. In speaking type, it's going to be oh TV dekhi jande ya, oh TV dekhi jande ya, dekhi jande ya. If they all are females, so you can see in the textbook, oh TV dekh rahiya han, oh TV dekh rahiya han. But in speaking, oh TV dekhi jandiya ne, oh TV dekhi jandiya ne, oh TV dekhi jandiya ne. So if they are men, group of men, you will say oh TV dekhi jande ne. If this there are some female, all are female, then you would say oh TV dekhi jandiya ne. But if they are mixture, all men and female, then you can use like oh TV dekhi jande ne. All right, so most of you guys learn like a textbook type, even you are taking help from your friend, a Punjabi friend, or even a teacher. Most of Punjabi people or teachers, they tell you that like a textbook type Punjabi, like main TV dekh reha ha. That's why you don't understand, because we don't speak like, who the fuck talk like that? Textbook, no Punjabi people talk like that. We always say main TV dekhi jana, alright? Main TV dekhi jana. Or another example, main kam kari jana, main kam, it means I'm working, right? You will see in the textbook, main kam kar reha. ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹਾਂ. ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਲਰਨ ਦੇ ਲਰਨ ਦੈਟ, ਬਟ ਅਦਰ ਪਰਸਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬਸ ਹੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਯੂ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਆਸਕ ਵਿਚ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਇਨ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੇ ਮੈਂ ਕੰਮ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਰਾਈਟ? ਯੂ ਵੋਂਟ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਯੂ ਲਰਨ ਮੈਂ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ. ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਯੂ ਕਨਫਿਊਜ਼, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਲਰਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਟੈਕਸਟ ਬੁੱਕ ਟਾਈਪ. ਟੈਕਸਟ ਬੁੱਕ ਟਾਈਪ ਇਜ਼ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮ. ਬਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ learning Punjabi for just a conversation to understand people, then you gotta be learn informal type, like how people talk. So again, you need to see the difference. It's pretty simple. Informal, it's gonna be a dekh reha, right? something like oh kam kar reha informal is going to be a kari janna at the end janna or if you are talking about somebody then jandanga I already gave you some examples so that's it I think it is pretty easy for you guys if you learn if you want to learn a textbook type it's okay it's good for if you want to learn how to read Punjabi but you also gotta learn informal type because it's very important for speaking so that's it guys I'll make another lesson about structure about present continuous tense in Punjabi so if you think your Punjabi vocabulary is very limited and you have a hard time to make a sentence so it's gonna be pretty good for you guys because even you know very limited vocabulary when you know how to make sentences in present continuous tense when I'll tell you the structure so you can you would be able to make sentences with a limited vocabulary so it's gonna be fun for you guys I'll also put that lesson on my YouTube channel because if you wanna see Punjabi words in written you can go on YouTube and you can see there so I'll also put that lesson on YouTube so I'll also put a link of my YouTube channel in the descriptions and you can go there and you can see it I didn't make the lesson on YouTube yet but I'll make it in future so anyway thanks for listening